Today I want to talk about priorities. Priorities. High priorities. The right priorities. Having priorities in your life is important. You know, if you don't prioritize what's important to you and what you need to do, sometimes the wrong things get done. Sometimes nothing gets done. We got to have priorities and know what we need to do and what's important in our life, or else we're not going to be moving in the right direction or moving forward in the right direction. So we need to have priorities. And priorities are important. Listen to this, because this is all about priorities. This is Jesus is speaking in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, and he says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added to you." He just put a first, seek first the kingdom of God. He is saying this should be the number one priority in your life. Seek first the kingdom of God. What was he saying about here? He says, and all these things shall be added to you. What are these things? Well, he was just talking before this. He was talking about things that people worry about. Clothes, food, shelter, enough money, and all these things that they're worried about having. And here he's saying, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all of this will be added to you. You'll have it. The kingdom of God, when you make that your first priority, when you make God your first priority, and you put him first place in your life, not last place in your life, not as a leftover, but first place, now suddenly the kingdom of God can begin to work in your life to provide for you all of your needs. That means everything that you need in your life can be provided for you through the kingdom of God. Say amen to that. Now, sometimes we get our priorities mixed up and we say, well, Ted, I would put God first place, but first I got to go make enough money to pay the rent. If I don't have the money to pay the rent, the landlord's going to throw me out on the street. So I've got to put that first place in my life. But if we put the rent first place in our life, and we haven't put the kingdom of God, now God cannot work in our life to bring the rent money. You see, the kingdom of God can provide the rent money for us when we're working in the kingdom of God like that. When we understand that the kingdom of God provides all things and make the kingdom of God our first priority, now all these things, as Jesus said, can be added to it. But if we think, oh no, Ted, my first priority has to be my relationship. Well, now God is not in the relationship to help you have a loving relationship. Now it's you doing all your work from your own, you know, with your own strength and your own limited understanding to try to make that relationship work. But when you make God first place or make the kingdom of God first place, now God can be in the midst of the relationship. And remember, God is love. He is the source of love and the spirit of love. The Holy Spirit comes upon you when you have him first place in your life. And now what is the core theme in your relationship? Love is the core theme. And it begins to draw you and your partner closer together. You begin to feel their love and their goodness and their happiness and all. And it begins to grow and just multiply in your relationship. But first, kingdom of God has to be first place. Well, Ted, no. I got to make my career first place. When I get really successful and get to the top, then I will put God first place. No, see, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. See, there's all kinds of things we could put priority on. And this is what happens in the world. And as Jesus was saying, when you worry, it doesn't change anything. Didn't change one iota. But if we can put God first place, if we can put the kingdom of God first place in our life, then all these things will be added to it. The kingdom of God will bring this stuff into existence. It will bring it into our life. And it will bring it in a much greater way. It will bring it in a much more powerful way than you can ever do it on your own, than you can ever strengthen on your own. Priority in having God first place is extremely, extremely important. And we want to have that. Now, so as we understand this about the priorities of God, there are other things that he mentions here. Let me read something else here. Now, this is Jesus speaking again. This is Luke 17, and we're looking at starting at verse 20. And we're going to look at verse 20 and 21. And now here's what Jesus says. Now, when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you." Amen. The kingdom of God is within you. So you have to, this is something to understand, because if we put the kingdom of God first place, now we have to know, because I know some of you already were thinking, yeah, Ted, I'm going to put the kingdom of God first place. And now you're going to run outside the door and go look for it. No, sit down. Get back in your seat. Because he's saying, don't look over there. Don't look over here for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within. He's telling the Pharisees, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. You have the kingdom of God already on the inside. And now, when we receive Jesus into our life, Jesus is the door that opens the way for the kingdom of God to come from the inside outside, to bring all of that power, to bring all of that supply. There is no demand in the kingdom of God. There is only supply for your life, to bring that supply out into the world. Now, so he said, this is an important thing to understand, is that we don't go out seeking for it, because it's easy when we start to look for something, well, I'm going to have to go find it. We're going to look in the wrong place. He's saying it's on the inside. It's already built into you. What that means, now think about this. What that means is everything you need is already on the inside.
Amen.
Amen. Everything you're going to need is already been packed in to the inside. Jesus is the complete package, and when you invite him into your life, he opens the door to unlimited supply. Unlimited supply.
Amen.
No demand. He opens that unto you. So the things that you need, he can supply. But in order for him to be the supplier, he has to be first place in your life. He has to be the top priority. Because he can't supply your needs if you're using A&M Trucking instead of the kingdom of God. Acme Trucking instead of the kingdom of God. We need to have him to be first place so that his trucking company will come in. Kingdom company. And it will bring all of that supply in that you need. That's where the priority has to be. And it's not on the outside. The kingdom of God is not a physical thing. The kingdom of God is spiritual. The kingdom of God is spiritual. But as we understand and are filled with the Spirit of God, we now use the power of the Holy Spirit to now speak the words of faith, which are the words that begin to manifest. They're words of God. They began to manifest the kingdom of God now in our life. So we bring the kingdom of God from the spiritual. We manifest it into the physical. It becomes substance before us. So something that is not seen. Don't go look there. Don't go look here, because you can't see it. But if you speak the words of truth, as Jesus said, I speak the words of my words are spirit and life. As you speak those words, the words of God, now it brings substance to the kingdom of God. Now it can manifest, it can come into reality, it can come into matter and be created in your life. But to do that, you've got to have the priority straight. You can't be searching for something else. You've got to put that first place. That means you've got... Now, how do we know if we've got it first place, Ted? How do we know that? Because I think I've got God first place. Well, it's pretty easy to tell if you've got God first place. If you're spending more time talking to God and listening to God than you are to your iPhone, then God is first place. If you're spending more time on Facebook than you are in the Word of God, then maybe God is not your first priority. Now, am I saying that you have to read all the time the Word of God? No, I'm not saying that. We should read until God gives us revelation, and then we should act on that revelation. So it doesn't mean sitting in a room all day and just reading the Bible. It's about getting revelation that you can take action on out in the world, okay? But some people become so obsessed with other things like iPhones that they can't put them down. I saw a lady while I was driving over here today. As she was driving, she's jogging. As she's jogging, she takes a look at her iPhone and is trying to read. What's her priority? Is it getting in shape, or is it checking to see what your friend has been posting? What's the priority? You know, we got to have our priorities straight. If we want it to be our priority to be first the kingdom of God, then we've got to put ourselves into first speaking words of faith. Put ourselves in the Word so we can learn what are the words that God is saying. What are the words of life that God is saying? And now put ourselves into action with those words. Put so that the substance now can begin to be created. So the kingdom of God can now come into manifestation. But we've got to make priorities. If we get our priorities wrong, if we start focusing on something else that's not a priority, that's not a part of the kingdom of God, then what are you going to get? You're going to get what you put as a priority. And if it's not the kingdom of God, then you won't be manifesting that. Listen to this. This is interesting. I already touched on this a little bit. Jesus says here, Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Because the kingdom of God is spirit, we need to become new creatures, not physical, not carnal, but now we need to become spiritual. Through the baptism of the water and the baptism of the Spirit, we become a new creature. We now can see it is open to us. By Jesus, it is open to us the spiritual world. We can see the things of God now. We can hear the things of God now. We can comprehend, or it is revealed to us, the plan of God. Now we can see that plan. We can see what the kingdom plan is in our life. That is what the gift is, but we have to become a new creature first. The spiritual has to be awoken. We have to receive the Holy Spirit so that it can be revealed to us. And now we've got it. We can begin to act on it. But so we have to go through these steps first. We have to be baptized into water, baptized into the Spirit, so that the new creature can come to fruit. Now, all the time, as we're growing and changing with God, it's very possible that your priorities are being changed. You know, at first, when you were first, you know, starting your relationship with God, maybe your priorities weren't, you know, all said in the right way. But as you grow and take on a new level, now you have to look and see, okay, what was I making important before? Oh, you know what? That doesn't work anymore. Watching television all the time doesn't work. I need to spend time finding out what God is telling me about my life, about His plan for my life. I need to be reading that. I need to be getting into kingdom business. That's my business. That's your business. Kingdom business is your business. What's your business?
Kingdom business.
And if we put God first place, and we put the kingdom of God first place, then kingdom business is our business. And we need to be able to understand that, you know, because if we start thinking that something else is my business, now we get into everybody else's business, and we don't fulfill the kingdom of God. We don't fulfill what was the plan for our life, and we don't manifest the things we want in our life. We got to know that my business is kingdom business. Now, what is the business of the kingdom? What is the business of the kingdom? Well, we know by what Jesus said is the kingdom of the business. He said, love God, love your neighbor. That's kingdom business. He said to lay your hands on the sick and heal them. That's kingdom business. He said to share the gospel with other people so they know the good news, so they can receive the Spirit and be putting the kingdom of God first place. That's kingdom business, sharing the gospel. Casting out spirits and demons, that's kingdom business. These are all the things of kingdom business. That means when you wake up in the morning, if you're putting the kingdom of God first place, you're asking God, okay, let's work some of the business of the kingdom. What do I have on the list today to do? What do I need to do? Now, that doesn't mean that you have to become a preacher or a minister or go into ministry. You can do kingdom business right there in your own job, right there in your own house. There's assignments that God will give you, people he'll give you to talk to, spirits he'll give you to cast out. You know, there are things to do right there where you are. So it doesn't mean everybody has to rush into the ministry. You know, okay? You can do it right there. But if kingdom business is your first priority, you're going to be listening to God to hear, what do I need to do? Where do I need to go? Oh, there's somebody I got to talk to. God, lead me to them. Lead me to that person. Oh, there's somebody who's sick. Oh, let the Spirit work. We're going to receive some healing here today. Amen?
Amen.
So if that's your business, then you know that should be your first priority. If you've got some other business as first priority, then we know the kingdom of God is not first place in your life. Now let's take a look at a couple other verses here. This is something that sometimes we will give priorities, but Jesus is warning about. And I'm going to read a couple of verses here. Again, this is Jesus talking. And he's talking about the kingdom of God. And here he says in Mark 10:15, "Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter in it." You cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you're like a little child. Now, he's not saying you have to go back and be a child. He's talking about the innocence of a child. A child has a wide-eyed innocence where they are hungry to learn, and they want to know, oh, what does this mean? Why does that happen? Why does that happen? Well, why does that happen? They're asking all the time, why? Because they're learning. They're like a sponge sucking it up. And we've got to be like that if we want to enter into the kingdom of God. We've got to be that have that wide-eyed innocence, that hungry sponge just sucking up what God is saying. Because if you go in there already thinking you know, if you go in there thinking, well, I already got it all figured out, I'm Mr. Know-it-all, then you're not going to be able to receive what God is telling you about kingdom business. You're not going to be able to receive about the assignment that God is giving you because he wants to lead you into something great. And you're busy going, no, I know what to do. Don't bother. You don't have to tell me, God. I know what to do. And yet God wants to speak to us in that way. Now, it's something important to know. Let me read a second one here. This is Matthew 19:24. "And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Again, this is priorities it's talking about here. Because people get mixed up and think, oh, it's talking about rich people. Rich people aren't going to get into heaven. No, it's talking about priorities. It's talking about making your priorities first place. Don't put your riches before God. And here, a rich man is actually somebody who is filled with a bunch of wisdom or knowledge. That's the rich man. It's not just a man who has a lot of money. This is somebody who thinks they know it all. Again, this is the same point I just made. This guy who thinks he knows it all cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Why? Because you need to have that relationship with God. You've got to be hearing from God. You've got to be learning. How does the kingdom work? How do I manifest this kingdom on the earth? What kind of things do I need to say, God? What kind of things do I need to do? Teach me, show me. The good news is, it's already all on the inside.
Amen.
Yeah, it's already all on the inside. We know that because Paul showed us that it was all on the inside. Paul the Apostle, remember this guy? His name was Saul. He was persecuting Christians one day. Then on the road to Damascus, the Lord appears before him. And then he hears the voice saying, "Why are you persecuting me?" And he says, "Oh, I'm not persecuting. Who are you? I'm not persecuting you. What are you talking about?" Revealed that it's Jesus that's telling him that. And he receives Jesus into his heart because he realizes, I don't want to persecute you. And when he receives him, his whole life changes. Listen to what he says here in Galatians. And now, this is Galatians chapter 1, verse 15, and this is Paul speaking. "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his Son in me," that's Jesus, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go to Jerusalem to those who were the apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned to Damascus." Paul is saying that when he received Jesus into his heart, remember, he was baptized. He's baptized by Ananias, so he receives the baptism of water. He receives the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He's now filled up. He's good to go. Everything he needs is right there. He doesn't immediately go and seek flesh and blood. He doesn't go consult somebody else. He didn't go to the disciples. Remember, the disciples are still walking around at this time. They spent 3 years following Jesus and listening to what he was saying. Paul never listened to Jesus. Paul never believed Jesus. Paul wasn't around when Jesus was speaking. He was persecuting the guys that were following Jesus, right? He didn't know what the teachings were that Jesus had said. He hadn't followed those guys. He didn't go and consult them now. He went 180 degrees from persecuting the people that are following Jesus, 180 degrees turn around when he receives the Spirit, and now he goes out and begins to preach the good news, the gospel. Why? Because when he was filled with the Spirit, the doorway was open to the kingdom of God, and now his priority was first place, kingdom business. Kingdom business is my business. And he went to work right away. He goes in there and starts to preach it and teach it right away. Everything he needed to know was already on the inside. It was revealed to him by Jesus what he could talk about. He didn't listen to some guy. He didn't listen to even the disciples because it was revealed to him. It was already there. You already have it all on the inside too. If Paul can make a 180 degree turn from persecuting to now saving, you know, to bringing death to bringing life, if he can make that 180 degree turn, then so can you. You don't have as far to go, I don't think. You're not out there persecuting somebody, are you? No, you're not. So you have all of that knowledge and information is already there on the inside. But we have to be like a little child, be able to hear it. If that's our priority, if our priority is to hear God, have that relationship with God, not be all bloated and full, puffed up and full of our own knowledge and thinking we know it all, but saying, God, I want to hear from you. What is kingdom business today? What is the business that I need to do? And that's about priorities, putting God first place. And there might be things that you have to change in your life today. Maybe today is time to make a reassessment. Is there something you need to let go of? Maybe you need to stop spending so much time on your iPhone or your Facebook and turn more to God. Maybe you need to put more time into talking to God and listening to God. We should be talking to God and listening to God throughout the entire day, not just once a day. God talks to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But most people, and that's all people he's talking to like that, most people don't hear him. Why? Because they didn't make it first place. This is why priorities are so important, because if we make that our first priority, now we will start to hear from God. Now we will start to walk in the way of God. We'll start to do kingdom business. And when we do kingdom business, all the other stuff is added to us. What is all the other stuff? Is the blessing of God will begin to come into your life. God has already given that blessing. Now it's time to receive that blessing. And when we have God first place, now the power of the Spirit can begin to work in us to bring substance to the promises of God, to manifest them in your life. That's the blessing of God right there. And that's what comes when we make him first priority. If we make him last priority, now we don't put an emphasis on speaking the words of faith or receiving the Spirit. And we don't put an emphasis on that, now it's not high priority. Now we have our priorities on something else, and that's where we spend our time. That's what we spend our time talking about. That's what we spend our time doing. And as a result of that, we won't receive the blessing of God. And what I'm saying today, I'm saying, make your main priority what Jesus said. Let's read it right here again. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. So if you make this your top and number one priority, if you begin to shuffle and change the other things that took your top priority, if you begin to change those and move those away, I'm telling you that the blessing of God will manifest in your life. that guaranteed, there's no question about it, that it will manifest in your life, that you will know what you need to do, and that your relationships will thrive. That your career will thrive. That your health will thrive. That everything in your life will thrive when you put kingdom business first. When you first seek the kingdom of God, everything else in your life will come into exactly where it's supposed to be, because now the power of God is working in your life.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.